I went round for dinner at, not to name drop and be a dick, but I went round for dinner at Elton John's house, and he said, "Darling, on your last three records, you've looked terrible." I'm on my way,
driving at 19. How are you doing, man?
I'm all right, man. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing really, really good. Whereabouts are you at the moment? It looks pretty epic where you are.
Thank you. I'm in my treehouse studio in Suffolk. It is 9:45, and yeah, life is good.
Are you a night person? Because I mean, I'd be in bed by now,
dude. After having a daughter, I'm definitely not a night person. This is probably the latest I've stayed up unassisted by a baby screaming for a
long time. Wow! And yeah. I take it your daughter's asleep now, though.
No, she's away. Me and my wife and my daughter are away with her family on holiday. Basically, they were away for a few days, like 4 days. And in that 4 days, all of my interviews got booked, and we're just doing a block of like, let's work.
Well played, man. Well played for you. Mate, we're going to talk about Habits, which is an epic new song. When I was watching the teasers that you were putting on Instagram, I don't know why, but this reminded me of, you know, dressed in the whole clown look. It reminded me when you surprised Taylor Swift on stage and you were dressed as the clown and she had the double look. And I did the same thing. Are we liking clowns or something?
No, I never intended to look like that. I had the video done. I knew I was going to be a vampire, so I got the teeth put in, and I was looking for a costume. And in all honesty, I went round for dinner at, not to name drop and be a dick, but I went round for dinner at Elton John's house, and he said, "Darling, on your last three records, you've looked terrible. Let me hook you up with Donatella Versace, and she'll get you something fabulous to wear for the video." So she got me this bright pink suit and a lovely shirt. So I put the suit on, and I've got my red hair, and it's flat and blah blah blah. And I'm like, I don't think I look like a proper vampire yet. So then they put the nails on, they put the eyeliner on, they put the glitter, they did the hairspray, they dyed it blonde, and then suddenly I felt like a vampire.
Epic. So epic. We'll talk more about Bad Habits, mate. Let's talk about music in general. But I mean, now being a dad, and it changes, I'm a dad myself, and it changes the way we do things in life. Has it changed the way that you've songwrote and produced music?
Yeah, I think for me, there's been like three major events in the last sort of 18 months that have made me like, I feel like the album has become a coming of age album, and it sounds weird saying that at 30, but I feel like an adult. I feel like having a close friend pass away and going through grief for the first time, turning 30 and suddenly being like, oh, wow, I'm not in my 20s anymore. And then becoming a dad, all three of those things kind of gave me, it was like not a quarter life crisis, but something quite similar where you suddenly realize that you're not in your 20s and you're not a kind of happy-go-lucky carefree party boy anymore. And I feel like the album is a coming of age album. It's not, I felt like an adult when I was 21, but I actually am an adult now. Like life has told me that I am an adult now. So the record is basically reflective of that. And this single is probably the most fun song on the album. It's upbeat and blah, blah, blah. But the album goes a bit deeper.
I'm glad you said it was fun, because when I heard it for the first time yesterday, it was not what I expected. And I'm sitting in my chair listening, and I just start bopping and dancing away. And have you created the music behind it, or are we using the band? Because I've seen that you're now performing with a band.
Yeah, so I've got this song down on loop pedal. I've got it acoustically, and I've got it with a band. And it can be done lots of different ways, but the way it was produced was this guy called Fred, who goes under the name Fred Again, who made my collaborations project. He's also made We've Lost Dancing, and he's just fantastic. But he did the backing track for that. It's basically my guitar sampled with a heavy bass line.
Yeah, right. Fred Again, we've been playing his hits here on the show, and he is such an incredible artist. What was it like working with him once again on this?
It's quite weird with Fred, because like I've known Fred for 6 years now. And when I first met Fred, he was just getting into the music industry and we became friends before we started working together. And then we just kind of casually started making tunes. I think our first tune we made together was a Stormzy tune. And we just like casually were making songs. And then suddenly we had the collaborations project and we put that out and had a lot of success with that. And then suddenly we're friends, but we're also like business associates. But like for me, like when I go to London, I hang out with Fred. Like I took him to like a jazz gig that I had my eyes lasered by this doctor he's also a jazz musician. And he invited me to his saxophone gig. And I took Fred and we hung out and had some bit like, it's not like when I see Fred, we make music. When I see Fred, we're really good friends. Like I would consider him one of my best friends. He's discovering something brand new.
I'm in love with the shape of you. When we can, we let the story begin. We're going out on our first. What is it like now producing music? And I mean, I guess you haven't stopped, but it's been 3 or 4 years since we've heard from you. Is it about 3 or 4 years now?
Well, yeah. I mean, I put out Afterglow at Christmas, which I wouldn't consider anything other than a gift to my fan base. And then I put out Collaborations Project, which I wouldn't consider anything other than just something to chuck out. So like, the last time I released proper me music was 2017.
Oh, wow. And what is it like now releasing a song yet again after that time?
I'm nervous. You know, the music industry has completely changed since the last time I released music. And I, you know, part of me is like, I'm nervous and I want to know what people think of the music. And part of me is just grateful for having a decade in the music industry. And I'm kind of like, whatever happens from here happens. So I'm quite pessimistic about it.
Is your style of music now, I guess, changing and turning into how you've done Bad Habits? Because we've seen you on stage just with you and the guitar. Is it now changing and we'll see you in concerts with a band and with maybe full production like that?
I don't know, man. Like I'm trying it out. Part of me thinks that if I was going to come to play Australia again and play the MCG, it would be, I think I'd have to do it solo with a loop pedal just for me, because I've always wanted to play the MCG. And I think like, if I was going to do it, I'd have to do it properly. But then, yeah, I think I'm, you know, I'm rehearsing with a band. I'm doing TV shows with a band. I mean, let's see how it goes. But I can also play Bad Habits with the loop pedal and we'll see. Bad habits lead to late nights and then alone conversations with a stranger. Yeah, it kind of depends where I tour. I've toured England so many times that I feel like sometimes if I played with a band, it might be quite interesting. I've only really toured Australia about 5 times, you know, so I feel like there's still a lot of ground to cover there. I've never played Tasmania, for instance. I would love to go and actually do a show in Tasmania. Or yeah, Darwin, Tasmania. Mate. Never played in Darwin. Never played in Alice Springs. You know, there's so many places in Australia that I've never gone to play a show.
That would be epic if you could do Uluru in Alice Springs and even Tassie, because they are the most beautiful.
I don't think I'd be allowed to play Uluru. I think that's quite a sacred place. But you know, you could probably do a show in Alice Springs, and then maybe people will go and visit that afterwards.
That could happen. Yeah. Well, we honestly we can't wait to have you back here in Australia. The new single Bad Habits, it's out right now. Ed Sheeran, mate, thanks so much for hanging out.
Thank you, man. Thanks for having me as well.
Thanks also, so much, Ed.
The microphone that you use, when I did my very, very first recordings as a kid, I got given one of these microphones and all of my first recordings were done on that microphone.
With one of these AKG, was it 1000? Really?
Yeah. The very, very first, very first
one. They're a very good mic. We love them. We have them all in our studios here, all these styles of mics.
Brilliant. Wicked, man. Yeah. Well, have a good rest of your day and thank you for your time.